I didn't know who was who. They've been showing it on the news this morning, and there was the side-on swing. It was the swing action.
Stop it.
There was only one where there was a little bit of a back foot sway, and I thought, that's Spieth. No, it's actually Loz. Good morning, Laurie.
Slats, how are you, mate?
How was it, mate? What a thrill.
Oh, it was a great thrill.
It was Adam Scott you were with.
Oh, mate, I couldn't believe it. You know, I'm a hacker, and to go out there and play with a guy like Adam Scott, who's an Australian hero, was fantastic. And the way that he interacts with people is first class, and he holds himself in a manner which everyone can learn from.
How nervous were you? Because it doesn't matter how many Origins you've played or for Slats, you know, test matches or TV coverages you've fronted or whatever. How nervous were you?
I think it's the most nervous I've been. It was just one of those things. I never really thought anything of it until the day before when Paul Langmack came into the office and he said, oh, mate, you're playing with Adam Scott. I said, yeah, and he goes, mate, there'll be people watching you, there'll be cameras on you. And then I started to think about it, and then I got nervous. So the night before, I couldn't sleep. And then hitting off the tee, I could feel myself shaking. Like, you feel yourself holding the club, and you're honestly shaking, and you're not thinking about hitting the ball. All you're thinking about, don't make a dick of yourself. Just hit it. Hit it.
I know.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Well, you didn't put him off, mate. He had a 9-under.
Oh, he was hitting him so well. I think if he hits them like that, well, obviously, if he hits them like that, he'll win because he didn't. I doubt whether he made a poor shot. Off the tees, he was good. Off the fairways, he was good. May have missed a putt here or there, but honestly, he was on fire. And it was interesting actually talking to him, walking down the fairway. And I said to him, you like to concentrate, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, oh, no. He said, I like to take my mind off it. And then when I get behind the ball, that's when I like to concentrate. He said, otherwise it can be a long day. And I thought that was really, really interesting, you know?
Hold on. I get the feeling you're going to be cheering for a Queenslander here.
Most definitely. well, he's such a nice bloke.
He is.
Oh, mate, he's too good. He's first class. He gives everyone time. The way he interacts with people, he's got great people skills and his manners are first class, and he gives everyone time. And you feel as though you know him. And the way he hit it yesterday, I'm certainly going to support him. And I think he will. I think he will win. As long as the wind, I'm starting to sound like a golf expert here now. As long as the wind doesn't get up this afternoon, because I think he's getting off at a bit after 12. And he gets a decent round today. I think he'll be hard to stop.
Well, Loz, I think you're right, because I think Warney playing with Spieth, he will have infiltrated his mind with a few Liz Hurley stories. So Jordan will be over his putt, and he'll be thinking of Liz doing this, that.
He doesn't exaggerate the truth, Warney.
He's polluted his mind, I reckon.
Mate, I know the Origin tickets have gone on sale, mate. That outstanding deal is still available if you get in nice and quick as well, and you want as many supporters as you possibly can.
Yeah, and it's about time. I think a lot of people over the last couple of years have always said that it's quite expensive to go to these events. So congratulations to the NRL and New South Wales Rugby, or not New South Wales Rugby League, but the NRL for making them affordable for people to go. I think their market events for people to go, but you can't make it unaffordable. And for the game to have $35 tickets, I think it's $85 for two game passes is fantastic. So hopefully we'll get a great crowd there for games one and two.
Now, you're partaking in a swim tomorrow, Loz. Can you tell us about it down at Coogee?
Yeah, Coogee Swim in Cape Island. It's about 2.5 k's. I've been a member of the Coogee Surf Club for a number of years, ever since I moved to Sydney. So they've always done it, and Harvey Norman Commercial are sponsoring it. So we get down there, and Michael Checker and myself are starting, and then we're participating. So I might need someone to come and drag me out of the water.
All right, you're participating. How are you doing the whole swim? Are you going out, around and back?
Well, I'll see how I go. Slats knows. The only sort of place we ever swim at when we were young was the Murrumbidgee River.
Yeah, which is the beach. We called it the beach.
Which is the beach, that's right, the Wagga Beach. How good was the Wagga Beach on a Sunday?
Fantastic. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. The 5 o'clock wave, legendary.
That's right, the 5 o'clock
wave. Good stuff.
You've got a lot of people live with that wave.
Yeah, exactly. You had to get ready, TK.
A lot of tourists.
That's it, mate.
Well, mate, you look like you had a big smile on your face, a terrific experience, which was great, and swim well as well.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope I don't drown. But no, it was. It was an amazing experience, and for a sort of a guy that doesn't play a lot of golf, it was one of the best experiences of my life. So I really, really enjoyed it, and I really appreciate people putting me with him. And he's such a fantastic guy. Jeez, he's a good bloke.
No, well done, Loss.
Yeah, the boys from Emirates doing a great turn.
Well, that
would
have been Barry Brown helping you out there, Loss. So good on you, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Lex. Thanks, TK.